Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, hosted by brothers Oscar and Chris on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word.
Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefit. All right, wake up. If you are asleep, wake up. It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar and
Brother Chris.
Amen, Brother Oscar, Brother Chris. We are chatting from the Word, where we are putting that all important snap, crackle, and
pop.
In your Christian walk. That's not crackle and pop. Amen. And amen. And we're so glad to do it. Yes, we are. We are so glad to do it. Lord has given all of us another benefit of another wonderful, wonderful day, hasn't he? We allow us to see another day. We are on this side of heaven. We are on the top soil, and not the soil on top of us, with another wonderful, wonderful day. And on yesterday, this day was not even promised to us. But the Lord loved us enough to allow us to see another beautiful day. We are alive. Give all of us our lives a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right, and to walk closer and closer with him. Hey. Yes, amen. And amen. And we hope that you have your ears on ready to praise the Lord, because you're carrying from the Word, praising the Lord is what we do. Yes, it is. Praising the Lord is what we do. First of all, we love to welcome all of our first-time listeners to the program. If this is your first time listening in, we just want to thank you for listening in and let you know that you are our honor guest, and we want to just thank you for listening in. Yes, we do. Thank you. And thank you. Amen. And amen. Oh, yes. We're so delighted to be with you, myself and Brother Chris, on this wonderful, wonderful day. Let me see here. This is October the 20th. That's right, Brother Chris. This is October 20th. This is Thursday. We are so delighted to bring on this program to your listening ear. But first of all, we want to let you know, if you want to contribute anything to the program, where you can turn in your contributions, I'll send your contributions. We do have an account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal web page and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And you also can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, it is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And we hope you can do it today. Hope you can do it today.
That's right.
Hey. Wait a minute. Well, Chris, what does everybody listen to? What are you listening to? Well, you're listening to Chatting from the Word on your BTR platform with your hosts, Brother Chris and Brother Edwards, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting the all-important snap, crackle, pop in your Christian world. Hey, hey. Yes, we put that snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. But, Chris, let me see if I can get this right here. There you go. Hey. What is that? What is that, Brother Oscar? Hey, it's time to call on Brother Chris Edwards. You met Brother Chris Edwards with the weather report. Here's Brother Chris Edwards.
All right. Thank you, Brother Oscar. Yeah, our current weather conditions here in Richmond, California on this October 20th, 2022, Thursday. It is currently 68 degrees Fahrenheit. The air quality is at 0.46. The wind gust is at 3 miles per hour. The humidity is at 80%. And the visibility is currently at 9.9 miles. And the barometer pressure instrument records currently at 29.94 inches. Dew point is at 49 degrees. It is forecast today, with a high, with only 1% chance of rain, of 80 degrees will be our high at about 1 or 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time here in California. And then after 9 o'clock this evening Pacific Standard Time, it will drop down to a mild 55 degrees. And in my beloved brother Oscar's neck of the woods in Dayton, Ohio, it is currently cloudy, and it is currently 50 degrees Fahrenheit, but it feels like 44 degrees, it says. It is mostly sunny skies, but there will be a breeze. Slight breeze. The air quality is at 0.37. The wind gust is at 13 miles per hour. The humidity is at 29%. The visibility is at 9.9 miles. The barometer pressure instrument records currently in Dayton at 29.92 inches. And the dew point, 10 degrees. It is forecast as a high, mostly sunny with 0% chance of rain, of 56 degrees in Dayton, Ohio. And after 9 o'clock Eastern Time in Dayton, it will drop down to a chilly 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Ooh. So it's going to be cool. If you're going to be outside in the Dayton area in that vicinity, make sure you wear proper clothing because it's going to be chilly. And so we want to keep everybody well and everybody safe. Amen, amen. I'll turn it over back to my beloved brother.
Thank you, Brother Chris. Good weather. For we have a good weather man. He knows his stuff. And that was Brother Chris. It was with the weather report.
Amen.
And now it's time for us to do a snapshot of the program this morning. Today. Let's just say today. It's time for us to do a snapshot to allow you to know what is in store for your listening pleasure, because we want to give you something to listen to here on Chatting from the Word. You already heard our introductory song with Steve Adams. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah song. Just say hallelujah song.
Yeah.
And then our prayer time will be soon. And our prayer scripture for our prayer time would be coming from Philippians 1, 3 through 8. That's Philippians 1, 3 through 8. And if you love to read along with us during our reading time, prayer time, scripture time, you are welcome to do that. And, of course, Radiance Acapella will be singing Sweet, Sweet, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And, yes, of course, you can ask me, are we going to chat today? Yes, we are. We're going to chat. And Brother Chris going to bring on the chat today. Yes, he is. And we are still chatting on temptation.
You know, we
all need to know how to avoid temptation if we can. But we live in a world where it's not easy to avoid temptation. So if you can't avoid temptation, what is the next step to do? Where can we go? What can help us? That's when we fall. And Brother Chris is going to have that answer for you in our chat today. And if you want to study along with him, the scripture that Brother Chris is going to use in our chat would be Matthew 4, 1 through 11, 1 Corinthians 2 and 11, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 31, James 1, 12 to 13, 1 John 3, and Galatians 6. Those are the scriptures that Brother Chris will be using. And if you want to call in during the chat or during any time of the program, you're welcome to do just that. And our call-in number is 319-427-6722. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. If you want to call in, amen. And amen. And my friend, that was our snapshot of the program today. Snap, 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 snap. And it's time. What time is it, Brother Chris? For the gospel to get on board, the gospel explosion. Are you ready to get on board this ride? And if you are ready, get lined up, and have your tickets out. And if you lined up with your tickets out, get on board. All is on board. Yes, we are. On the gospel explosion. The gospel explosion. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, just send it to my email addresses, which is lowercase oscar3443@gmail.com, or you can send it to chattingfromtheword@gmail.com, or you can put it on any page that you're listening to the program through, or you can put it directly on my Facebook page, and I should be able to receive your prayer request. And if you have a prayer request that you want to keep confidential, that's fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. We do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name. And I'd be just so delighted to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. And as always, we want to keep your prayers, those that have been requesting prayers for quite some time. Those that lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult times. The Uvalde, Texas parents who lost their babies and babies that lost their parents. The Ukraine and Russia conflict. And pray for those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, of course, keep myself and Brother Chris in your prayers as well.
Amen.
Pray for
Amen.
Us as we pray for you. Our scripture text for this morning would be found in Philippians 1, 3 through 8. As Philippians 1, 3 through 8. And Apostle Paul penned these words, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all make requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart as much as both in my bond, in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Brother Chris.
Amen. Amen, my brother. Yes, sir.
Pray for us, Brother Chris.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Let us bow our heads to our Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord Jehovah, for allowing us and granting unto us another day. We thank you, Father, for forgiveness of sin through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We pray for this lost world. We pray, Father, for the furtherance of this ministry podcast, Father, on BTR. We ask, Father, that you continue, Father, to work with Brother Oscar and myself. We pray, Father, for all the listening audience. Bless them in a wonderful way. And, Father, we continue to ask you, Father, to bless those that are ill and sick among us, families and friends and other members of the body of Christ throughout our blessed brotherhood of the Christian community. We pray, Father, for those that are traveling, provide them traveling grace to point A and point B, Father, and that they can reach their destination safely and return back to their home abode. We pray, Father, for all our gospel preachers throughout our brotherhood, that they continue to preach thy truth, sound doctrine. And we pray, Father, that we continue to preach and teach, thus said the Lord, Father. And this is our prayer. This is my prayer, Father, for all. Thanking you, Father, for each and every day of our lives and the very air that we breathe that is from you, Father, for we cannot do anything without you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Good prayer, Brother Chris. Good prayer. Amen, amen. We really enjoyed that prayer. We want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us or praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we prayed for something that is on your mind. All right, it's time for our second half. And this is the second half. And we want to welcome you to our second half. We're so thankful to you if you kept your ears on and if you're still listening. We want to thank you for keeping your ears on. Now, in our second half, we do ask for your contribution. If you can help us out to keep the fine program going and going, it would be a beautiful thing. But what we ask is that you can send at least $5. Begin with $5. And if you wonder what is in your proceeds, we do have a account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage and put in my email address, which is Warcase, Oscar York, 3443 at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443. At gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443 at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443 at gmail.com. Amen. And amen. Everybody listening to Chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Chris and Brother Oscar on the BRT platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting the all-important snap in your Christian world. Yes, we are. Yes, we are, Brother Chris. And we are so glad to do it. And now it's our chat time. This is my favorite part of our program. This is my favorite segment of the program where we are chatting with you from the Word of God about things that we're having problems with our Christian walk. And I hope you can join the chat. And if you want to join the chat and ask Brother Chris questions as he is talking about temptation, The number is 319-527-6722. The number again is 319-527-6722. And we're so delighted that you kept your ears on and you're ready to chat with us about the Word of God. Because Brother Chris has a good chat that he's going to bring. He's talking about temptation, and we all are tempted, and we all at times do fall. And Brother Chris will have an antidote for you to help you through those times where you are tempted and tempted and tempted. But I'd be amiss if I don't say this. Here I'm chatting from the Word. We just don't teach. We just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk under you, nor do we want to talk over you, but we want to talk with you, to try to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. Now, we can reason with our pet dog Rolo to roll over. We should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. And I know I'm right about that.
Amen.
We're human beings. We can be reasoned with. And as human beings, we should be able to read the Word that is contained in the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the oracles of God, to see the truth of the Word. And here he is, our own Brother Chris Edwards with our chat today. Brother Chris.
All right. Thank you, Brother Oscar. I'd like to extend a cordial welcome to all our listening audience on air with us tonight, this afternoon, or wherever you may be, maybe still morning throughout the world, ecumenical world. We, Brother Oscar and I, just thank you for supporting this program on BTR. And it's always a pleasure to come on and to share a little lesson or a little word of the Lord to encourage us along life's way. We're going to open up in the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through verse 11. This is the wilderness temptation of our blessed Lord that he experienced, and he encountered the enemy. He encountered the temptation of the devil. And so we're going to entertain some thoughts along this line. We're continuing our topic on some solutions in resisting temptations. And so here we go. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Sacred Scriptures. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. Verse 4, but he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Then he
took him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. Verse 6, and said unto him, Christ, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And the devil even knows the scriptures. And verse 7, Jesus said unto him, It is written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Verse 10. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship thy Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. Let us all say amen. Here's a scene, an occasion, in which our blessed Lord, the Messiah, the Christ, experienced the first encounter of this kind with Lucifer, that old dragon, Satan, the serpent, that fallen angel, who is the tempter to come and tempt Christ with something that he has already made. He was in the beginning, in the creation of the universe and all the things therein. And the devil has the audacity to tempt our Lord and Savior with something that he had created in the beginning with his Father and in the Spirit. He's the master of deception. He's delusional. He's the one is our arch enemy. And keep in mind, Satan himself is in opposition to God's design. Indifferent, just like many devilish attitudes of unbelievers or infidels throughout this world, empty in their values toward God. Satan is concerned with the flesh. He is concerned with sexual immorality and corrupt inclinations. The devil is real. He's not a figment of someone's imagination. He's not folklore. He's not out of a comic book magazine. The devil is not a cartoon figure that has been conjured up in Hollywood. He is a real diabolical spiritual entity. He's a fallen angel endowed with certain power. He's the father of lies. Don't believe the lie, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. When you see Satan or anything that is evil, run. Use God's word, just like our blessed Lord. Satan cannot stand to dwell and to ponder on the truths of God. We're talking about our topic once again, some solutions in resisting temptation. The proverbial writer even states in Proverbs in the Old Testament, chapter 4, verses 14 and 15 from the King James Version, enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. Verse 15, avoid it, pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. That's from the wisdom of Solomon, that old preacher, the former king of Israel in his wisdom. We may have temptations in becoming distracted. Social media has so much lewdness now and so much sexual content that it can It could be misleading to the child of God. It can be distracting us. It can too much carnal pleasure, sensual pleasure, even on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, whether it's TikTok. We have to be careful. And brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, it could be food temptations as well. We could be eating all the wrong stuff that the doctor suggested that we shouldn't eat. Satan can tempt us through gluttony, through food temptations as well.
Man.
Tempt us in making the wrong plans, to plan ahead for things not concerning the will of God. Satan can tempt us in these areas as well. We need to know ourselves. We need to learn to recognize. We need to resist temptation, which is the key. Consistent obedience. Consistency and discipline, self-discipline, is a key. And brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to serve God, we must have an abundant prayer life. We must be active in our prayer life. We must understand that Satan is nobody to play with. King James Version says, Apostle Paul had admonished the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, from the King James Version, once again, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We're not ignorant of Satan's evil schemes. We know that he is plotting to distract all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, to mess us up, to get us out of position.
Amen.
To get us to lose possibly our soul in the begging elements of this world. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, our listening audience, let us keep in mind that Satan is our arch adversary. Satan is antagonistic to God. Our topic, once again, some solutions in resisting temptations. In 1 Peter, the Apostle Peter tells all the brethren scattered abroad in Asia Minor, King James Version, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resists, steadfast in the faith, verse 9 of chapter 5 of 1 Peter, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. That is someone else. There are other brothers and sisters that are being tried, that their faith is being tempted. Their faith is being tested. They're going through the same adversities. They're going through the same issues. They're going through the same challenges of their Christian faith, even as we are, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris, and all of us, we're going through the same thing. So no one is a lone ranger without Tonto. All of us are in this together. No one is in isolation.
Amen.
When it comes the diabolical onslaught of Satan, we're all in this fight together. That's why Apostle Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. We must continue to keep the whole armor of God. We must allow ourselves to be walking in the Spirit. And if we walk in the Spirit and strive to crucify the flesh, then we make it very difficult for the devil to be able to trip us up, to be able to cause us to stumble. Also, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, this is from the NIV translation, or the New International Version, chapter 6, verse 18 and 20. Apostle Paul tells the Corinthian church in his first epistle, in the spring of AD 57, in the first century, Paul tells the Corinthians, flee from sexual immorality or fornication. All other sins a person commits are outside the body. But whoever sins sexually sins against their own body, verse 19 of chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own, verse 20. You are bought at a price. That price was the Son dying on the cross for the sins of humanity, for the outpouring and the shedding of his blood, for all the sins that we have committed. Our sin debt was paid by the blood of Christ at Calvary. That's why Paul says, therefore, honor God, your bodies. We must continue, brothers and sisters, in understanding the importance of resisting temptation. We all still, even in our attempt to better equip ourselves, Satan is also equipping to try to use plots to derail us in our faith, to trip us up, to get us always out of position with God. So keep in mind that the devil is vicious. He's ruthless. He's worse than a person, a criminal that's on the streets. He may be armed with an AR-15 or some other firearms, but brothers and sisters, the devil, he is worse than any kind of weapon that can be used by man, because he is a spiritual, eternal entity, and he wants to kill every Christian, every believer in God that has confessed the sweetest name on mortal tongue. And he is our arch enemy. He is antagonistic to the cause of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, Paul tells us by exhortation and admonition. English Standard Version, no temptation has taken you that is not common to man. Don't feel that you're alone. We all are experienced with temptations in various matters. God is faithful, Paul tells the church of Corinth, and he will not let you be tempted above or beyond your ability. Amen. That is a blessing. God will not allow Brother Oscar to be exploited by the devil or to be misled, tempted above our ability. But with the temptation, Paul says, God will also provide the way of escape. Amen. That you may be able to endure it. That is wonderful. Amen. Paul tells the young man to the Christian faith, even the young Timothy, Timotheus, that was converted by Paul, to encourage him to flee also youthful lust, King James Version, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that are called on the Lord, that call on the Lord out of a pure heart, not an Amen. Evil heart, not a sinful heart, not a devilish heart, but a pure heart. And that heart is made pure by the precious blood of Christ. And that place for the Spirit of God to dwell in the hearts of true believers. The Apostle John encourages all saints in Asia Minor, written after AD 90, near the close of the first century. John says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, King James Version, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, when I first heard and read this scripture some years ago, it, because of the King James, the way he's worded it in this translation, I thought that we cannot never sin. But what it's teaching is that the seed of God is remaining in you as long as it is abiding in us. We will not continue in sin. We will not remain in sin because the seed of God is permeating in our spirit, in our faith, because we are born of God. That doesn't teach that we cannot ever sin, but it's saying that we will not continue in sin. Because how can we continue in sin, Brother Oscar, that grace may abound?
Amen.
So we have to continue in the word of righteousness, in the word of God, in the word of truth. You having heard the truth of the gospel, do you really believe that we are dealing with a diabolical entity? We are dealing with someone that is our worst nightmare.
Amen.
You might think of Satan, he might be in your figment of your imagination as a man with a black cape and a suit and walking with a cane. But he is not that man. He might be categorized as a beast, as someone that will rip us apart. If Satan had us in physical form and he was physical with us, he would try to rip, he will not try, he will rip us apart. He is no one to play with. He is our worst enemy. He provides fiery darts against our soul. He wants to mislead. He wants to try us and to get us out of position with God. But we must stay in position with God if we're going to have the victory. Have you heard the word? Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins? Change your mind from the love and practice of sin and turn to Christ. That's what repentance is.
Amen.
Because we cannot be saved unless we repent and confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue, that Christ, that you're willing to make him the center of your life. You're crowning him in your life. If you're willing to do that as a penitent believer, then you're willing to be baptized for the forgiveness of all your past sins in the watery grave of baptism. For in the sea of forgetfulness, God will cleanse you and give you a clean slate made possible by the blood of Christ. And he will add you to the New Testament church when you come out of that watery grave of baptism. You have an answer of a good conscience toward God made possible by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are obeying the gospel. The death of Christ, the burial of Christ, the resurrection of Christ put you into the covenant relationship with Christ. And you are a new creation in Christ. You are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're added to the New Testament church, the church built by Christ, established by Christ, prophesied by Christ, fulfilled by Christ. The church that Christ built is a body of saved believers that have been called out of the world by the gospel of Jesus Christ into a covenant relationship with our blessed Lord and Savior in the Christian faith, in the faith, the one faith, that doctrinal faith that is the revelation of Jesus Christ. I turn it
Amen.
Back over to my beloved brother.
Amen.
Brother,
Amen. I love that. I love that. Temptation. Don't get upset, Brother Chris. We just the Lord's servant trying to do what he can. He don't want us to do. He's using us. We are his tool. So don't go away mad. We're trying to help you to where you can grow in Jesus Christ. But that temptation is something else. But when you fall into temptation and when you do sin, the difference is we as Christians, we can get right back up and retain our relationship with the Lord. Good job, Brother Chris.
Amen.
We really love that message on
Amen.
Temptation.
Thank you.
Temptation. Amen, amen. This is our closing, and we're so delighted to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful day, and we hope that you kept your ears on long enough to hear the message on temptation. Amen, and amen. We hope we gave you enough so how to fight temptation.
That's
and
right.
Overcome some things that
That's
you
right.
are tempted on. Amen. And amen. And we want to thank you all that listen to us live on this
amen.
Wonderful day. We thank you for listening to us, for keeping your ears on. And as always, if you have questions to ask, you can call in. The call-in number is 319-527-6722. Again, it was so nice to be with you today to bring on this program. As you all who did not listen to us live, we will share the show with you after we edit and listen to it back. We will share the program with you. Again, it was nice to be with you today and to bring on this fine, fine program. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom is here. Thy will is then done. Father, help us to continue on bringing this message on. Be with all of our listeners. Help them to live for you. Help them to show Christ to a world who do not know Christ. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen. And
amen.
And as always, love somebody. Love everybody.
Amen.
And may God bless.
Yeah.